Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Jane Lyon from Pioneer Valley Vinegar Works. Many people who listen to the show know that I love wine. And sometimes when you have vinegar, it's wine that's no longer good. What people might not know is that I use vinegar, especially the white vinegar, for everything. Cleaning, and it's just got so many good purposes. But your vinegar is different. We've got three red vinegars and one lightly golden vinegar in front of us. What is this?
Well, they're red only because of the ingredients. They're not really red wine vinegar. There one is. The taste of New England is all red wine vinegar based, and then I infuse it with different flavors.
Uh-huh. So the red wine vinegar makes sense to me. You let wine go for too long, expose it to oxygen, it will turn into vinegar?
No, that is a misnomer.
Uh-huh. What is vinegar then?
Vinegar.
As I'm cleaning with it, I'm like, I know it's good for you, but I have no idea what this is.
Vinegar is basically, in simple terms, vinegar is acetic acid in water. Acetic acid is made from the fermentation of the acetic bacteria. Wine that goes bad tastes like vinegar, but it's not actually vinegar. And that bacteria is very, very helpful. That's what you want in vinegar. Mm-hmm. Some vinegars, the commercial vinegars that you see out there, are so processed that you don't get a good mother culture. These vinegars all have a mother culture.
So you can make vinegar out of a bunch of different things.
Any matter that has sugar in it that can be fermented. Mine, the ones that I use, are rice vinegar, red wine vinegar from a red grape, white balsamic vinegar from a white grape.
Okay, so balsamic means what then?
Balsamic is just an aging process. The balsamic vinegars are aged in a balsam barrel, and it has to do with the timing. You know, it's a long process.
Right.
Balsamic vinegar takes forever.
Talk about the cider vinegar for a second, because that is the one that you're locally sourcing.
I have searched high and low for cider vinegar because I feel that's the most beneficial and versatile vinegar that we can use. Believe it or not, the best one that I have found is right here in Shelburne, and that's at Apex Orchards.
So you're using apples from Apex?
I do.
What kind of apples?
I use their cider vinegar that they make.
Oh, you use that?
I don't make the actual vinegar.
And then you infuse it.
Right.
With?
With my, it's called the Appleberry Collection, and I infuse it in three different flavors using all local berries and herbs, raspberry thyme, blueberry basil, and blackberry sage.
Jane Lyon from Pioneer Valley Vinegar Works. The other thing that's interesting is you live and work at Eastworks and are an artist who have created all of the labels for all of your vinegars as well, right?
Right, right.
So did you were an artist first and then got into the vinegar business or vice versa?
I've always been creative. I've always loved art. And so I wanted to take the Pioneer Valley logo, which
iconic bend of the Connecticut River from
right,
the top of Mount Sugarloaf.
Right, and I just placed it on top of a map of the Pioneer Valley. So if you look closely, you'll see all the little towns behind it.
Apart from salad, I put vinegar on salad quite a bit. I actually use apple cider vinegar kind of medicinally as well. What other uses would you use this sort of artisanal infused vinegar that you're creating for?
Oh, I use all of them on salad.
No calories in vinegar, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's fat-free, cholesterol-free, gluten-free.
Yeah.
You can marinate with them. I love to deglaze the pan after I've seared fish or chicken or beef and makes a nice, especially the white balsamic, makes a nice little sauce. The girls at Smith College use the white balsamic with the rooibos tea as a condiment on sweet potato fries.
Oh, where can one get your Pioneer Valley Vinegar Works vinegar?
Well, locally, I have them at Cornucopia, Provisions, Atkins Farms has them, River Valley Market.
Jane Lyon from Pioneer Valley Vinegar Works and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.